As a Columbus City Councilman at large, I think there's an opportunity to make decisions in specific districts when it comes to infrastructure, whether it be sidewalk projects as well as different things on our roads that we can get better at and make it more accessible, as well as look and be the best that it can be for our riders, walkers, and drivers. But as a community as a whole, the opportunity that we have is to invest in some different issues as well as projects that will affect our community for the future. For instance, the opioid epidemic is not something that we can just throw money at over a couple of years. It took, you know, decades to get to where we are today. And I think that it's going to take some time in order to solve this crisis. Many of our kids in our schools right now have been affected dramatically by the decisions that their parents or their siblings have made. And it's our responsibility as a city to come alongside them and to make sure that this ends with this generation. And so that's one example. Another improvement that I would push for when it comes to at large or our whole community is, again, with communication. I think that the decisions that are being made, by and large, if you were to look through the minutes or go to all the meetings like I have for the past couple years, there haven't been many decisions that have been bad. But I think many people don't know what's going on. And so when an upcoming road project is going on, it's my responsibility to let you know about that, because I want your life to not be affected in some dramatic way and be inconvenienced. I also think that when it comes to very large projects like Fair Oaks Mall or the Riverfront Project, I think that not only at the meetings, we need to be as transparent and authentic as possible about why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and what's going to be the result of these projects. And I think that as we do that, people are going to buy in to what we're doing if they understand why we're doing it.